Great to have you along today on WPR News. We're going to take a look at your home's roof right now. It's a nice feeling to have a good roof over your head, but certainly like other areas of your home, your roof needs regular maintenance to stay in good condition. And we're going to talk about summertime roof care now with Josiah Perkins with us. He's a senior residential sales manager at Security Libke Roofing in Appleton, Wisconsin. We'll talk with Josiah about common summer roofing issues in the Midwest, how attic ventilation affects roof health, and maybe which DIY, do-it-yourself mistakes you want to avoid or try to avoid, and a whole lot more, of course. And we want to hear from you. Give us your questions about taking care of cleaning your roof or a roof repair at 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Josiah, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me.
I went online to your site. You guys have been around a long time. Tell us about Security Libke Roofing.
Well, we have been around a long time. It's gone through a number of different transformations, but we think all of those for the better. Learned a lot of things throughout the years as far as what to do, what not to do, what works, and what doesn't work, with a pretty solid growing team that have been with us for a good while as well.
Yeah, and I think the company itself, 90 years, something like that. That's amazing. Tell us about what you do for Security Libke.
Well, I primarily oversee all the estimators and then the customer care team that's here in the office. So they take the incoming calls, but they also are responsible for keeping customers up to date on how their project is coming along in terms of when it's scheduled and how progress is going. We just want to keep everybody as informed as possible as the projects are proceeding.
We kind of forget about the roof a little bit, unless the leaks start to develop. But it requires some maintenance, does it not, from time to time, the roof?
It requires some attention. Maintenance, I guess, depends on the type of roof and where you're located and kind of what your roof has to primarily deal against. So if you have a lot of trees covering your roof or shading your house, the attention to detail there is going to be different than if you're out in the open where the sun's just beating down on it all day long.
Yeah.
So
Jeff in Pelican Lake has a question for you already, so let's go there. Jeff, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My problem is I have a metal roof. It's about 20 years old. It was green. It was a nice green. And now, because of all the trees, the sap, the dust, and then this last fault with the ashes from Canada, that green roof, it looks really bad. How do you clean it?
How do you clean a metal roof?
Yeah, that's a pretty good question. So I'm assuming it's a smooth metal, so it's kind of a painted steel that you've got on?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, I'm guessing what's going on is there's just a bit of fading that's happening with the metal, and after 20 years, just depending, especially with the progress of the quality of paints that have happened, whether that be internal or external paints, really. But speaking 20 years ago, obviously the technology was a little bit different in developing the paint, so there's some fading going on. So to get the true color back, it's outside of hiring a painter to repaint it, I'm not a painter, so I can't speak to what that process would look like specifically. But cleaning it should be relatively simple. For the most part, it can be as simple as spraying it off, maybe a soft bristle broom if somebody's up for going on the roof, but that would definitely be something to seriously consider in terms of a safety aspect. But it doesn't have to take a lot of effort necessarily with with, say, like a gentle setting on a power washer to just kind of gently spray some of the stuff off that's up there.
Yeah, so it should be, it'd be hard on my roof because I've got a three-story house, but so.
Yeah, that would be.
That's, those are the kind where you have to get a piece of equipment in to lift the person up on a, in a, some sort of contraption that's kind of expensive just to run, to even use a hose.
Yeah, and the danger, I should reiterate the safety concerns in that, because as soon as one of those metal roofs is wet, it becomes extremely slippery. So it can be very precarious if you're trying to stand on the roof. So, yes, a basket of some sort is the best bet. The good news is, like, dirt and debris on a metal roof is not going to deteriorate the material itself. So functionally, it should still keep going.
Yeah, that's the. Those are the things to think about, Jeff. Thank you so much for calling, and good luck with the cleaning. Let's see. Let's turn our attention to Patty in Green Bay next. Hi, Patty.
Hello. Thank you for this show. Just in the perfect time for me to ask this question. I have an asphalt shingle roof on my garage, and it is covered with moss or algae. Mm-hmm. And so this is what you were just talking about before. But the large shade tree does not allow, you know, to get any sun to dry it. And it's getting to be very serious. So I feel like I want to have it cleaned rather than replaced, if possible. And there is products on the market that are called no bleach. No bleach, and they're supposed to be just put on with, you know, you hook it onto your hose and just spray it on and then brush it off. Is this something that would hurt my shingles to use that particular product, do you think?
Patty, do you, and just to add a little bit, do you know how old the shingles are? How long have...
I do not know. I am sorry. I just recently acquired this condo, and I do not know how old the roof is. But they said it was in satisfactory condition when we had it evaluated.
Okay.
So I'm sure.
Okay. So, Josiah, what do you think?
Yeah, those are great questions. We see that a lot when we're inspecting roofs in terms of the different types of growth. There's different varieties. So, and you'd mentioned two of them, the moss and the algae. Whereas moss is like an actual little plant, like a little green spongy type looking organism that can grow on the roof in very specific conditions, whereas algae is looking like what it looks like is a bunch of black streaks on the roof, which is pretty common. Now, if it's the moss that we're talking about, we want to be a little bit careful with that because what's happening with the moss is it's embedding its roots in between the stones and into the asphalt that makes up the shingle. And to just try to kick those off or brush them off, you can actually damage your shingle more so because it'll bring the stones along with it, leaving more of the asphalt exposed to the sun and to the elements, which will make it deteriorate all the faster. Algae is a little bit different. Similar idea, but it's not a full-on plant that's growing out of the roof, essentially. And there are a number of products out there that have lots of different claims. And each, the key there is understanding ideally which shingle you have on your roof, because the different manufacturers have different recommendations for how to treat that. I do know there's a couple different concoctions. And the interesting thing is bleach is not necessarily a bad thing when it's mixed correctly. In fact, a lot of the manufacturers specify a more specific mix that involves bleach to spray on and take care of that stuff. But the kicker with it is any of those solutions, it doesn't matter which one it is, are going to be a very temporary fix. typically when we do a cleaning, we see a year or in a really good situation, maybe 2 years before it starts to come back. And so it can either be a consistent thing that has to happen every other year or so, or the shingles, depending on how old your roof actually is, it may be worth at least getting inspected to see what kind of condition it's really in. Because the shingles nowadays incorporate a lot more stones that have copper around them. And so that's mixed in with all the stones, which the copper then helps resist much more so the growth of any of that.
Yeah, I've had discussions on the show in the past about people putting copper strips along the sort of the upper side or the top end of the roof, and that the copper strips can be effective. Is that true in your experience, Josiah?
Yes, they absolutely can be effective in more so preventing than getting rid of.
Yeah.
When you're talking, copper strips are also very expensive.
Yeah.
And an alternative are what are called zinc strips, but the downside of those is they only work about 3 feet below. So in order for that to be effective, you have to install them fairly regularly throughout the roof, which isn't aesthetically pleasing, in which case you're trading one look for another. I will say the end result is the algae concept with the black streaks generally is not damaging to the shingle. It's just not always attractive.
Yeah. Yeah. Patty, does that help?
Oh, I'm sorry.
All
I
right.
have that on my sidewalk in my driveway because it's also in that shady tree, and it's very wet there. So the algae must be what's on my sidewalk. But what's on my shingles is actually the green growing thing.
Yeah, the moss. Yeah. So that's, from the sound of it, Josiah, probably ought to have somebody look at the roof.
Yeah, if we're looking more at the moss, again, it's in the most cases, it is better to leave it in place because, again, if you knock it off, it can bring some of the stones and granules with it. But in that case, if it's pretty substantial, then yes, it's definitely worth getting it looked at and inspected just to see what kind of damage might be in place and really just the condition of the shingle in general.
Yeah, it's worth a look, Patty, for sure, from the sound of it. Good luck, and thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Josiah Perkins, our guest today, Senior Residential Sales Manager at Security Libkey Roofing in Appleton. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Thanks for joining in today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here and talking about your roof today with Josiah Perkins from Security Libkey Roofing in Appleton. And you can join in 800-642-1234, email to talk@wpr.org. Eugene in Viola, your turn. Hi, Eugene.
Hello, Larry. I've got an old Victorian. The roof is about three stories high, and the roof has got about 35 face cord on it, about 35 square, approximately. Now, the last time it was roofed about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, they took everything off, laid down flyboard, and put another roof over it. But that roof is getting a little bit bad. Now, do I take that roof off, or do I just put another roof over it? It's an asphalt roof.
Josiah, what do you think? Well, so you've got, Eugene, if I've got this right, you have two layers of roofing, correct?
No, just one right now.
Oh, just one right now. Okay.
Plyboard down. They got the plyboard down, and they took everything off the plyboard down, and they put a roof over that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's a super great question. That's a pretty tall roof. It can be pretty challenging to get to. But yeah, great question. We will always recommend tearing the roofs off and going all the way down to the deck. That's going to be our number one recommendation every time, regardless of the roof that's going over or going on again. The if you're looking at code specifications, when it comes to living dwellings, so living space that people do live in, the code in Wisconsin does allow for up to two layers of roofing material. However, the downsides to that is most of the warranties more or less go away, and it is very difficult to flash well because you become dependent upon the original roof's flashings around some of the detail pieces. Because you are thickening up your roof. So in the instance where a roof comes into a wall, it changes the height of the roof, which changes the dynamic and the relationship between the wall and the roofing material. But the general rule is we want to know that the roof deck is good underneath and there haven't been any hidden leaks. So we are always going to recommend tearing off.
All right. Eugene, there you go. Thank you for calling. Linda in Appleton, we'll go to you. Hi, Linda.
Hi, guys. Great program again, as usual. The roof is 20 years old, traditional shingles, and I've had people working on my home and other parts, and they start to see some, oh, dear, what is it called? Folding or when the shingles start to deteriorate. Flake,
curling.
Whatever. Curling, that's the word. Thank you. I've heard also that there's a product that can be sprayed on to help extend the life of the shingle. What are your thoughts on that? And I'll hang up and listen, okay?
Okay.
That's another great question. I would say in general, if your shingle's to the point of curling, then it really just needs to be replaced. I am aware of the spray-on products that supposedly revitalize. The way that works, the best way I've had that described, and I will say we don't do it because it's just not been it's not seemed like a viable solution, and we've gotten mixed reviews when we look into that. But the idea of those products is that it's the equivalent of applying like a lotion to your skin. So as your skin is dry and cracked, similar to an asphalt shingle, especially as the stones start to fall off, more of the asphalt is exposed to the sun, and it can start to develop little tiny cracks in the asphalt. And the spray is intended to, very similar to lotion on your skin, just kind of like moisten everything back up so that those cracks, I can't say they go away, but they lessen because the material becomes re-moistened. I can't say I have an experience to say that it works, but if at a 20-year-old roof and if it's curling, that's not gonna be the solution in that scenario. And then I would recommend having it looked at to more than likely get it replaced.
All right, there you go. Thank you so much for calling. Greg in Green Bay emailed us. Is there any kind of roof that would be better to keep gutters clean? And what is the best method about keeping it clean?
Can you say the question again?
Is there any kind of roof that does a better job of keeping gutters clean? And then what's the best method about keeping it clean?
Sure. Okay. No, the roofing material itself really has very little to do with the cleanliness of the gutters. And depending on if you're talking a streaking kind of thing or just general buildup of debris in the gutters, a gutter protection of some sort would it be the solution for keeping debris out. But unfortunately, the roofs don't change the type of leaves and twigs and things that might be falling on the roof that would then drift down into the gutters. As far as cleaning them out, that can be done a number of different ways. If it's dry out, a leaf blower can certainly do the trick. If it's very wet, then that will not do, suffice very well, in which case you just have to put on some gloves and scoop it out, which then you got to factor in the safety concern because the ladders can be very precarious if they're not placed well or very solid in their footing.
Do you guys put on gutters or is it just roofs for you?
No, we do gutters. Yeah, we do gutters as well. And the gutter protection, we've got a couple varieties of the gutter protection, especially. We install seamless gutters. And then when we do that, we typically try to use larger downspouts to make sure that the water and smaller debris can just flow naturally and easily without causing any clogs at that point.
Yeah, that makes good sense. The gutter helmet type, what works best in your mind?
Well, I've been doing this for 18 years now, and in my experience, there is no one size fits all.
Okay.
What works, your trees, the types of trees that you're dealing with will affect it. The shape of your house and the format of your house, if you have a lot of corners, not all the gutter protections will channel the water as well as others. And so it's a little more specific to the house and where the house is sitting specifically. There are a number of products that we do offer. We have one that's called Gutter Topper. That is the nose forward design, as we call it, or some refer to it as a bull nose, in which case it's a solid metal and the water kind of surface tensions back into the gutter as it comes down. It can do very, very great in certain situations, but when it doesn't, then we bring in from the same manufacturer a product called Leaf Terminator, which is a perforated aluminum. Very, very good product. That's the one that works on my house, I will say, and it handles the water really well and just keeps the debris not in the gutters and keeps everything free-flowing. And then there are some similar alternatives that we have as well, just depending on price point and, again, the situation that the house is up against.
Yeah. Summertime, I did mention attic ventilation at the start of the show, and that is important in our last couple of minutes here. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, ventilation is extremely important, probably one of the most underlooked at features when it comes to especially roof replacement. But airflow is incredibly important, and in order to create airflow, we need good intake, which is oftentimes, at least on more recent homes, in the soffits, so just underneath the eaves, and then some kind of exhaust. And the exhaust is where there's a lot of confusion because there's a thought process that the more the merrier when it comes to the exhaust. So we put every kind of vent on the roof and hope for the best. And it just doesn't work that way. And that's another one where there is no one-size-fits-all. The up-to-date common new flashy format is the ridge vent that most are after. And it does, in so many scenarios, is this indeed the right solution, but not always. If there's not enough ridge to support the amount of attic space, then that's not always a great solution, in which case we might look at more of the traditional box vent or turtle vent, as some call them, or even a power vent, just depending on what kind of attic space, how large that is that we're trying to vent, versus how much roof and ridge space we have to work with. But any airflow is better than no airflow, and what will happen without proper airflow is the shingle will essentially bake and overheat and cook from the bottom side. So it will then usually start to crack or just start to really lose its granules really quickly because the asphalt is softening up so much from the heat underneath that it just lets loose of all those stones. And so it is an extremely important part and underrated part of a roofing system.
And Josiah, on that note, boy, this half hour flew by quickly. Thank you so much. Would you be, would you be willing to come back and be with us again sometime?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Yeah,
it is great talking with you. Josiah Perkins, Senior Residential Sales Manager at Security Libkey Roofing in Appleton, Wisconsin. They've been in business a long, long time, and obviously they know what they are doing. It's fun talking with him, and we'll get him back, and we'll do it again. Thank you so much for joining us today. This and all of our shows are a team effort. Our producers, Clara Neipert and Joel Patnaud. Technical directors, Lee Rayburn and Jeff Robbins. And our executive producer is Jill Nadeau. I'm Larry Mueller. Thank you for listening, and stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR News.